Welcome back to Mission Love Ministries. Ephesians 5 verse 1 says, "Be imitators of God as dear children." The Greek word for imitators is mimetes, which means to mimic. This is where we get the word mime from. Now, the way the word mimic is used in this verse, it is not used in a bad way. It means to imitate what someone else does, their actions or their words or both. Jesus said in John 5 verse 19, "I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner." Jesus always looked to the Father to do what he did. He imitated what he saw the Father do and what he heard the Father say. Anything that God did, he did also. And this is what we are called to do. We are called to imitate with sincerity. This is called discipleship. But to imitate God without sincerity in our hearts, that's called mocking. And we have to have a good heart in order to imitate God. In this verse, when it says, "As dear children, imitate God," dear means beloved. It means much loved, precious, cherished, and adored. God is a loving Father, and he loves us with all his being. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that he is love, and we are to imitate him by loving. Not with the love that the world has, which says, "Give me," but the love of God, which says, "I give you." You cannot truly imitate someone who is love unless you do it out of love also. If one were to try to love without the love of God, it would be all start with no heart, and that means that you will soon depart from imitating God. Yes, to imitate God is to imitate his love. Through this, we can grow and be more like him as imitators of God. At the end of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows or imitates it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the flood waters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash." We must imitate God by doing what he said. Researchers say that one of the best ways of remembering something is to do it. This is kinesthetic learning, as it's called. It's when one would rather perform an activity or learn something as an active participant instead of just listening to a lecture or watching a demonstration. People who do or experience what has been taught are more likely to remember than those who see and hear and even discuss what was learned. In Luke chapter 9, we are told that Jesus sent his 12 disciples out two by two to preach the gospel and heal people everywhere. And these are the things that Jesus was doing. He wanted his disciples to experience this firsthand for themselves. But near the end of his earthly ministry, Jesus said some things to his disciples at the Last Supper. One of the things that he said was, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth." John 14:26 says that the Holy Spirit will teach us and remind us of what Christ has said. And as imitators of God, we need constant teaching on this earth. It's even said from those who visited heaven and came back that we will always be learning in heaven. God is so vast in his knowledge that we will spend an eternity learning from him. But we shouldn't wait until we get to heaven to start learning from him and imitating what he says and does. What would happen if every time we learned something from God, we kept putting it into practice? As the verse at the end of Matthew chapter 7 says, "Those who hear what Jesus says and puts them into practice will be the ones who built their house upon the rock instead of the sand. Through constant practice, we can learn better to imitate God. Now, I believe that there are several ways that the Lord does teach us so we can imitate Him. First, He gives us information. He tells us what He wants us to know. Then He gives us an explanation. He may give us an example of real life, maybe even from our life, that could be used to illustrate His point. Then there's familiarization. This is a process God uses when He puts our name in the example and saying that this could be us doing His will. Then there is participation. He wants us to go out and do likewise. The mandate that Jesus gave to all of us is, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Whether you're a minister behind the pulpit or someone standing in the street talking to someone, witnessing to them, this mandate is for all of us. We are to imitate through participation, as well as information, explanation, and familiarization. God wants us to get involved. He doesn't want us to stand by and do nothing. In order to imitate God, we must get involved ourselves. God didn't stand by and just let the world go to hell. He did something about it. He sent His Son as an ambassador of heaven to us. And now we, as disciples, should be ambassadors to the world. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. The purpose of teaching us is to send us out, just as the disciples were sent out. Isaiah the prophet said to the Lord, here I am, send me. Soldiers in the armed forces train in specialized fields so they can be sent out across the world as a representative of their country where they came from. Colossians 3 verse 17 says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Imitators of God look and act like their Father in heaven and their Lord Jesus Christ. They don't sound like the world and act like the world in every day of their life. They are separate from the world, and they are a peculiar people. 1 Peter 4 verse 4 says that the world will be surprised when we no longer plunge into the flood of wild and destructive things that they do, so they will slander us. But even then, we are to walk in love. If we are going to imitate God, then we have to be loving at all times, even in the face of hurt and pain that the world may hurl at us. In the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. There is a high prize to imitate God, and it's not anything you can find in this world. It is heaven itself, the place where God's presence fully dwells, His home, and He has invited us to live with Him forever. Imitating the world only gets you the world, and it gets you in a lot of trouble in eternity. But to imitate God gives you everything and more. I would like to encourage you to imitate God. Whenever you hear something from Him or see something from His Word, do what it says by making it a daily practice in your life. You will find that the things that you do in your daily life, even though they may not be many, will help you grow in God faster than all that you could learn with your mind. Bible study is good, but Jesus always preached for us to also do what we have heard, to put into practice what we have learned. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, when Peter and John were before the Sanhedrin, it reads in verse 13, now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Peter and John didn't have an education when it came to the Scriptures. They had a discipleship with Jesus, the one who taught them himself, and the one who encouraged them to do what they have seen and heard. Today, God is encouraging us to be like him. Jesus gave us an earthly example, and God gave us his Holy Spirit, so we can learn to imitate God. God loves it when we imitate him out of our heart, just as a parent loves it when their child imitates them out of their heart. They want to be like mommy and daddy. We should also want to be like our father. So I'll leave you with these last few words. Be imitators of God as dear children. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will teach us all to learn to imitate you even more. Help us to grow as children grow up and be like their parents. May we be like you to the extreme. Lord, teach us every day, every way, to be imitators of you, what you say, what you do, and especially how you love. In Jesus' name, amen.